The long-distance flap dates back to 1996. That's when Congress passed a Telecommunications Act which let former baby bells get into long-distance. The catch was the phone companies had to let their competitors use their local lines. The president of SBC Wisconsin is Paul Laschiazza. He says the company feels it complied with the 1996 rules on local service years ago, but he says it took a long time to convince the FCC and the State Public Service Commission of that.
Every possible competitor has done everything to stall and delay and keep us from entering a market of which we had zero market share.
Some of those competitors, like AT&T, TDS Metrocom, and McLeod, belong to the group Wisconsin Calls. Their attorney is Kurt Polish. He says competitors were never opposed to letting SBC get into long distance. Instead, he says they wanted to ensure fair access to local lines. But he says there are doubts that SBC is doing the best it can on that point. Polish says the PSC is still reviewing SBC's wholesale billing.
SBC's internal systems as it relates to how it sells its network to competitors, that's still under review. It's still under an audit. That audit has not been completed yet. So we still have concerns that we're not there.
Wisconsin Calls is supporting proposed legislation that would give the PSC authority to police local phone markets. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.